Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The NCAA's inertia is killing Carolina. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. In so many ways, the NCAA has already penalized UNC, even though the infamous notice of allegations has yet to arrive on campus. The fact that the NCAA accepted copies of the confusing and opinionated Weinstein report and tried to make heads or tails out of it has led to a stalled investigation in which the infighting at the NCAA must be pretty fierce. Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA, with an athletic resume that is hardly squeaky clean, has begun to drop hints that the UNC academic probe is so complex and unique that there may not be any violation of their bylaws after all. On the other hand, he has called Syracuse's case right in their wheelhouse because coaches and other athletic personnel took part in the cheating there. At UNC, it was done by a rogue secretary, given the power by a rogue department head to offer a relatively few rogue classes to all students. No wonder the NCAA is having a hard time trying to figure out what to do with that. But the damage is already done. Roy Williams has just about whiffed on an entire incoming class because he can't answer any questions, while his rivals scare off recruits and their families with warnings about what might happen at UNC. Even if there are no additional penalties to football, and the men's basketball program is cleared from committing any NCAA violations, the latest penalty phase began a long time ago. By taking so much time to figure it out, the NCAA has already kept Carolina in the news and the national argument for months. And what the NCAA is having trouble determining is not whether Carolina violated any rules as much as how it will look if UNC gets off too easy. Based on the fiasco at Penn State and how Miami just about walked, the NCAA's own reputation and perception are at stake here. Over-penalize UNC and a barrage of lawsuits will tie their own attorneys up in court forever. Say what happened in Chapel Hill is an academic problem that is not in their wheelhouse, and the last bit of credibility they have will be lost with millions of college sports fans. That's the reason this whole bloody mess is taking so long. Inside the NCAA, one side must be arguing to throw the book at Carolina. The other side must be fighting how to save their own face whenever that NOA is finally released. This is Archansky. See ya.